You've reached Clear Covers Roadside Assistance. How may I help you?
This is Ty Fowler, and I have coverage through my insurance, through Clear Cover, and my car is completely broken down on the other side of Garden City.
Okay. You said your first name was Ty. You said your first name was
Ty. I think maybe they could either have it on Richard or Richard Ty or just Ty. I don't know which they have.
Okay, and your last name is Ballard.
Fowler. F is in Frank. O-W-L-E-R.
Okay.
What's it under? Is it under Ty?
I'm not sure. Let me have your policy number.
You need the policy number?
Yes.
Hang on. Hang on. Let me see if I can pull it up. Hold on.
Okay.
Man, I don't know why they don't put that. I'm looking. Clear Cover. I've got it where I pull up the payments. But hang on, I'm a Clear Cover ID card. Here's my ID card. It's going to have it on there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness. Okay, my policy number is TX, and it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 zeros. TX, and then 6 zeros,
mm-hmm.
and then a 20629-01. Did you get it?
Let's see. All right. I have it. It's actually under Richard. So,
okay.
What's your home address?
313 North Murray Street in Winters, Texas.
Do you have an older address?
I have an older address of 1226 of 1226 County Road 200.
All right. What's
and that's
the year?
In Winters too, 79567.
What's the year, make, and model of the car you're calling about?
2008 Prius, Toyota Prius.
Okay, what color is the car?
It's gold.
All right, what you said the car just broke down, just stopped working on you?
Yeah, the main battery is out. So I have a lifetime warranty on that battery, but, you know, I don't know how long it'll take them to come out and do it. But what does my coverage do as far as how far can somebody haul my car?
You want them to tow your car somewhere?
Yes.
Let's see. I see here it says you're covered, like, over miles are covered. So I have to see when I get to that part. Will the car, so you said the battery is out, so the car won't even turn on?
No.
Okay. Is it a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
Yeah, I think it's a, think it's front-wheel drive.
Okay. And the keys are where? Where are the keys to the vehicle?
They're with me. And I'm in the little town of Garden City.
I don't care. Are you with the car?
I am not. I had to get a ride into town. I was out in the middle of nowhere where there was no cell phone coverage. Otherwise, I would have called you while I was out there.
Okay.
But somebody was kind enough to give me a ride. So I can't, it's about 15 miles out to where my car is from here, from the service station that I'm at.
Okay.
What is my car covered for?
Let me get to, I'm trying to get to that part. Now, what did you say the car was?
I'm still with you.
I said, the car. Where is the car located?
It's 15 miles, about 15 miles east of here, back towards Winters. Winters, after you get to my car, is 85 miles to Winters.
Okay, so it's 15 miles from where you are right now. So where are you right now, like the address of where you are?
I'm at 100 West Curry. That's C-U-R-R-I-E. 100 West Curry, and that's in Garden City, Texas. 79739. You have my phone number?
Mm-hmm, I do.
214-668-0011.
That's your fucking number. Shut the fuck up.
Do you have anybody here in Garden City that...
I would have to call the provider that pops up for us to see if they have anyone in the area.
Okay. And what is my coverage on my policy?
Let's see.
How far?
It says over miles are covered.
Over miles. So that means, what exactly does that mean?
If you go over the miles, it's covered.
Okay. So once we can find somebody, we can get them to go all the way back to Winters. Is that correctly? Correct?
You're towing it back to Winters?
Okay. Yeah.
Let's see here.
Yeah, that's where I live. And I have to be on a CPAP machine at night, and I don't have that with me, so I have to go back home. I mean, I don't think there's even a hotel here where I could stay, but I wouldn't sleep because I have to have a CPAP machine to breathe on. So I'm kind of in dire straits here. Unfortunately, I took out coverage on my policy to cover this type of situation. This is the first time in my life this has ever happened. Me to break down in the middle of nowhere and not be able to I couldn't really get anybody to help me until this lady came by and saw me. She had her daughter in the car, picked me up, and brought me in here. I bought her gas. So I was very lucky to get a ride.
Okay,
but I locked my car up. I have the keys with me. Find somebody in this area, I could ride back out with them to my car. And ride with the car back to Winters. Can I do that?
I have to. That'll be up to the provider that I get.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure.
Well, Garden City is the closest little town out here. You know, you got to go for Midland. Midland is probably, I don't know, 50 miles from here. But that's the other direction. But somebody may have to come out of Midland to come pick up the car. I mean, all it is a bunch of little towns out here in Texas.
Okay.
Well, it's not like I used to live in DFW. It's not like I live in Dallas-Fort Worth anymore, you know? And I realize it's going to take some time.
You said you were 15
miles. To get all this arranged and to make it happen. What do we need to do, man?
What I'm going to do is see if I can get a provider on the phone and let them know your situation and see if they'll come out to, like, right now I have you at this, you said you're at a gas station. It's called
Alon, A-L-O-N.
Yeah, Alon Gas Station is where you are.
Right. It's the only one here in town, I think. Right on the main drag, right on, I think this is 58.
Okay.
Hang on. No, this is I'm on 158 Texas. That's the road that I'm on, and that runs right in front of this gas station. And my car is approximately 15 miles east on 158 from this gas station in Garden City out there to my car.
Okay. Nowhere.
And whoever you talk to, man, if you have to talk them into it, tell them the customer will make it worth your while to come get him. And I mean, they're going to get paid to go all the way to Winters, the overage, whatever you call it. But I will also give them some kind of tip or something, you know, to take care of them.
Okay.
I know this is a Memorial Day weekend. I don't know if it's harder to get people out here or not, but you know, I guess that's possible. But there's probably a lot of people on the road today.
Okay. Mm.
But can you do you have any idea at this point?
Okay, so
I mean, you do this all the time, and I'm looking at probably 2 or 3 hours to get somebody out here. Or
we usually try to strive.
What would your guess be?
We usually try to strive for 2 hours. But if the provider is willing to come to the gas station where you are and let you ride and show them where your vehicle is and take you home, I'll have to see. I'm not sure about that part. Give me your home address one more time.
313 North Murray. That's M as in Mary, U-R-R-A-Y. Murray Street, and that's Winters 79567.
Okay.
You know, if they say no, they won't pick me up, they would have to meet me at my car. I'll figure out some way to get out there to meet them at my car. If they won't do that.
Okay.
there's a lot of people that come through this gas station. And I just start asking them, people that are going that way, somebody give me a ride to my car, and then I just stay with my car until they show up. But I don't want to go back out there and then they don't show up. They have to show up if I do that, because I don't have any way to communicate out there. I can't call you back and go, hey, stay in here.
Right.
So that in itself is a little risky, but I maybe not. I mean, I'm sure you only deal with people that are trustworthy. I would hope they make an appointment, they're going to show up.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to get on the phone with some providers, and then I'll give you a call back before to let you know the status of it, if they'll come to you and give you a ride back to your car and then give you a ride home. We'll see.
Right. Right. Okay, and I'm at 214-668-0011. And I'm not going anywhere. I'm at this gas station. I'm not leaving here until I hear back from you and we figure out what's going to happen.
Okay.
And I have, I think my phone has 50% left on it. So I'm not going to be on the phone all the time. Anyway. It's 214-668-0011. 668-0011.
Okay.
And my email is tyfowler55@gmail.com.
Okay.
But that would only be if you couldn't get hold of me, and I don't see that happening. Because I'm going to be sitting here with the phone, and if I have to, I'll go get, I've got a charger with me.
Okay.
I might have to put a charge on my phone at some point. But anyway, it's early enough in the afternoon. Maybe I can, maybe this will make this happen.
All right. I'll give you a call back.
And your name is?
Keandra.
Is what?
Keandra.
Okay. And do you have a, if I don't hear back from you, within how long, when should I call you back?
I don't have a specific number. If you call that number, it'll go to someone else. It won't be a direct line to me.
Okay, and spell your name for me. T?
No, K-E-A-N-D-R-E-A.
Kearney. Okay. Okay. Thanks, Kearney.
Okay.
And I should hear back from you maybe in 30 minutes or so.
Yeah, I'll try to get back to you before, a little bit before, around that time, 30 minutes.
Okay. And you're not getting off anytime soon, are you?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
All right. Bye-bye.